to me, you show me a case where you had a clear-cut, absolute, objective response, and one of them would be good enough to get me interested. Any patients in the trial that you could talk about in terms of maybe interesting responses?
Well, there's one actually that has some perhaps instructions in biology as well that I took care of. This was a patient who had the triple negative ERPR and HER2 negative phenotype, who actually had presented with metastatic disease, though that was not recognized prospectively. She'd had a couple of lung nodules that were sort of called indeterminate, though two of them were above 1 centimeter and were probably stretching that definition a bit. She got initially treated with an anthracycline regimen and then a taxane regimen with her primary breast intact and had progression of those lung nodules after both of those therapies.
What happened in the breast?
Decreased with the first one and then grew with the second one, and I forget which order.
And she was clearly progressing in the lung?
She had clearly progressed in the lung, and it was at that point that they biopsied one of the lung lesions and proved that it was metastatic disease and then referred her to me. She had also been treated with Xeloda, and it had stable disease for a very brief period of time before she enrolled in the trial, and had a partial response in both her lung lesions and the breast lesions while she was on the study, and was on the trial for about 7 or 8 months until her disease progressed.
How big was the breast lesion and how did it decrease?
Her breast lesion was more difficult to measure because it had very indistinct borders. Her largest lung lesion was about 3 centimeters when she started and decreased to just over 1 centimeter. One of her other lung lesions became cavitary and then resolved until the time of her progression. But what was interesting was that of the 7 patients who had an objective response to this agent as monotherapy, 3 of them had the triple negative phenotype. And that's the only subgroup of breast cancer patients that have c-KIT expression at any frequency that might be clinically useful. So perhaps that might explain why they seemed to be more likely to respond. Now, realize this is a small phase 2 study. It's an interesting hypothesis, and it's actually one that we're following up on in an ongoing trial that just started.
To what extent has imatinib been looked at in breast cancer?
Not much. A couple of small combination studies, not much as a single agent. With the difference being that in the triple negatives that express c-KIT, it's almost always wild-type c-KIT, and imatinib does not inhibit the wild-type c-KIT, but the SU11248 inhibits wild-type c-KIT as well.